Blog Talk Radio.
Develop their certificates and things like that. So
It has been a busy day for me as far as that goes. We are going to continue in this word of the Most High on this afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and do our statement of faith. And prayerfully, I will be able to give you the rest of what the Most High has given me concerning Babylon and spiritual confusion, where the world is at today. So if I can have the ladies to cover their heads, men, uncover your heads as we prepare to go before the Most High. And let me notify someone, because I usually have to notify them that it's that time. Just a second. All right. So, ladies, cover your head. Men, uncover your head. Let us turn toward the east. Our statement of faith. You know, actually, yeah, I'm going to do it this way. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on this afternoon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, O Father. Glory to you. I just magnify you on this evening and lift you up and praise your name. For you are my Elohim, and there will be no other. Hallelujah. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. For truly, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. And there is none like unto you, O Father. And we just want to bless your name on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. The sounding of the shofar. Amen. As soon as I find it.
because you're an Israelite, the chosen of our Father. But do you understand the things that matter? I see some brothers twisting scriptures while abusing our sisters. Explain to me how this is love. They worship things like friends and Christians and idolize their leaders. They're counted as the sheep for the slaughter. You should be careful, cause you don't want blood on your hands. Open sheep clothing, they're among you, do you understand?
Oh.
Of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. The book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And as I said, this is man's attempt to run his own life rather than going by the laws and statutes and the commandments of the Most High. And spiritually, this is Satan prostituting the church, having his own church, his own bride, that he is selling to the world, and the world is buying into it with the harlot who is selling blasphemies and wickedness in her doctrines and in her practices, and allowing the people to make the rules and bring what they want into that particular church. And as I identified this before, this is the Catholic Church and the mother of harlots. The harlots that she has spawned are the Protestant churches. And their false doctrine is what they're selling, and not being on the word of the Most High and not saying what the Most High has once said. So as we read this in Revelation, let's return to Revelation chapter 18. We're going to start in verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having the great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, it's become the habitation of devils. So this, as I said before, the Most High gave us an overview and told us that Babylon had fallen and is going to fall, this false system. And it's represented by government, and in the last days it's represented by the government and this church that is over a government itself, and it pretends to be the government of the Most High. Okay, so this system, he's telling us here, is going to fall, and it has fallen. And it's become the habitation of devils and of every foul spirit and of every cage and every unclean, hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. They all bought into this. And so this has been going on for a long time. Because the churches, the Protestant churches, and even the Catholic churches say, hey, do what we're doing. We have taken the place of the Most High. We have the authority to change the times and the laws. And you need to come through us if you want to get through to the Most High. When the Protestants heard this, and the people who eventually became the Protestants, they first came out preaching that you should fear the Most High. But over time, they got away from that doctrine, and they kept some of the doctrine of the Catholic Church. And so the early church kept the Sabbath. But then the Catholic Church came in and said, hey, no, we keep the Lord's Day. And when the Protestant churches came out of her, they didn't correct that. They kept that same doctrine, we keep the Lord's Day. The first day of the week, the day that they say he came out of the tomb. But he didn't come out of the tomb on that day, according to the scriptures. So they started to sell a doctrine, and doctrines that were not written, did not happen, selling this system that the devil wanted sold, that Satan wanted sold. And they don't realize that they bought into it. Okay. And they caused all the nations of the world to buy into this through Catholicism or through Protestantism. And the Most High wants his people to hear the truth and to follow the truth. So they should be doing the message of Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for the day of judgment, the hour of his judgment is here. Calling men to repentance. Instead of, Yah's going to bless you. You got this kind of money. If you can give this kind of gift, Yah will have a special blessing for you. All the different things that they are selling today. It's been going on for a while. And so they are playing the harlot, and they are selling this system of Satan. Okay. And so the Most High is going to do away with this, with man wanting to rule his own life and buying into the system that man can also rule his spiritual life. And get rid of this counterfeit church and the counterfeit people, that whole system. He's going to get rid of it. Okay. Verse 3 again, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Everything that she is selling and giving away, they have bought into it. Anything but follow the Most High. But they think they're following the Most High because they believe that this system that Satan has helped to prop up, that's going to cause men to worship him when he finally comes in the flesh, that they can't see anything else. And so they've bought into this with the crosses and with everything that they got going in that system. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, that you receive not of her plague. Because see, this woman, this ill-reputed woman, this harlot and the mother of harlots, the Most High is saying, come out of that system. We got brothers teaching that Babylon is New York City or Babylon is the United States. But Babylon is any government that thinks that they can rule in place of the Most High, or anybody that is in established with the churches that are not teaching the gospel of the Most High, but the head of that is the Catholic Church, okay? And they have been ahead of it, even, as I said, the Protestant churches, her children, are just as guilty as she is. And they're building this one world religion, but the Catholic Church is going to be over it. And it's not just involving Christianity, because Satan is saying, I don't care who you are or what you are or how you worship. We want you in this religion. So all of it is good. But it's not all good. But because that's what men want to believe, they buy into this. Okay. And so the warning in the scriptures is to come out of her. It's not talking about leaving your country and going to another country. Because what country can you go to in this world that man is not running it? And it's not man's whatever form of government over it. It's not talking about that. It's talking about this false system that doesn't put him first, that doesn't keep his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, doesn't have him as the head, but believe that they do. Then come out of her so that you don't get punished when she gets punished. Now, I know for a fact the churches don't want to hear this because everybody feels like, hey, we got the truth. We are doing what we feel is right in our hearts. And the Most High loves everybody. But it's a lie. It is just a flat-out lie. And so if you can hear it, he's saying, come out of that system where they're keeping Sunday worship, where they're not obeying my law, where they are inventing their own religion, inventing their own forms of government to govern themselves that allow them to do what they want to do. Then come out of that. Verse 4 again. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. There are people who are in that system that still belong to the Most High, but if they don't obey, if they can't hear it and do what he should do, they're going to be caught up and punished along with all the other people that are caught up in that. That you be not partakers of her sins and that you receive not of her plague. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Elohim has remembered her iniquity. The Most High is saying, hey, I got my wife, and then there's this other woman who is this whorish woman, and she belongs to somebody else, but says she belongs to me. But she belongs to somebody else, and she belongs to Satan, and she's prostituting for him. She's pouring herself out for him. And her iniquities have come up to me. Oh, you say you belong to me. Get away from me, you worker of iniquity. You're not mine. You never were mine. But you claim me. And this is what Satan wants. He wants them to believe that they're worshiping the Most High. He wants them to believe that they belong to him. But they actually belong to Satan. And I hope we can hear this from the scriptures. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Double unto her, double according to her work. In the cup which she has filled, fill it to her double. I'm going to give her double for what she gave out. I'm going to punish her doubly. But remember that she is made up of these peoples that are in the so-called churches, who she's made up of. She's not made up of Satanism or Satanists as people want to believe. They're in there, but they're not there. They know who they worship. They know Satan is their God, their Elohim. He's talking about these people who are appear to belong to him, but he never filled them with the Ruach, and they are worshiping the God of their mind. And it just so happens to be Satan, and they don't know it, but they think it's the Most High. He's going to reward them double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit as a queen and no widow. I'm not, my husband ain't dead. I'm not a widow. and shall see no sorrow. This is what she believes. Because they believe they belong to Messiah. But they don't belong to him. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is Yah Elohim who judges her. He's going to cause these kings to come in that she has alliance with that are going to give their power to the beast, but she really wants to be in control. And by the mechanism of the church, she feels like she is in control until Daddy comes home, Satan himself, the Antichrist. And he's going to, you know, be like, you can't serve two masters. You're halfway serving me, and you're halfway serving the Most High. But that's the will of the Most High, because the Most High, he says, you can't be hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm. Either be hot or either be cold, so I know where you stand. But they are so deceived trying to serve him and serving what they want to serve that they are not acceptable. He says, I will blow you out of my nostril like snot. Have no regard for you. So I'm going to give you double for the things that you have done. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and have lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Now, this is the seat of the power in Rome, because he's going to burn it to the ground. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. Where she sits at her seat of power. And she causes all nations to drink of her fornications. And her daughters cause all nations to drink of their fornications. And so he's going to burn it down to the ground. He's going to get rid of that system. Now, this is on the lines of what the Most High told Joshua. Yahshua, when they came out of Egypt, when you go into the land, tear down all of their places of worship, the gods they worship, tear those places down, kill their priests, burn that stuff up, get it out of my land. Messiah is going to do the same thing when he comes. Just going to do it on a global scale. He's going to get rid of this false worship. And he's going to do it by killing people. Not by saying, hey, let me go get the Pope. You followed him. I'm going to kill him. And now y'all get a retry. Y'all get a redo. That's not going to happen. Everybody that is not have the seal of the Most High, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, they're going to take the mark of the beast. That is going to doom them to death, physical death and spiritual death. It's going to doom them to the lake of fire. And so we got to understand that. And you have to understand that you have to have the Ruach, because you could be hearing this message and still go along with them. Because you have to have the Spirit of the Most High. He has to keep you. Let's continue. Verse 11. And the merchants. Yeah, the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. For now man buyeth their merchandise. Man buyeth their merchandise no more. Now, you see where how he switched pronouns there. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn for her, for no man buyeth their merchandise. She is not just singular. She's not just that one church. She's not just that one organization. She's this whole built-up false system. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beef and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusteth after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment. Can't go there. Can't do business with her. Literally, the world's going to become fearful to do business with the churches. Hear what he's saying. And she's the richest church, the biggest church, the biggest organization. The merchants of these things which made her were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. You know, when you lose a big customer like that, when you have made your life, it's just like when I was in computers and I, you know, had my business and I was doing business with the corporate world and with the nonprofit world, there's a cycle. There's a cycle. And, you know, at the end of the fiscal year, if it's the government or if it's a business's fiscal year, they got money that they allocated that if they don't spend it, especially with the government, they lose it. So they'll go on a spending spree at the end of the year. All the things that they didn't buy, they will buy it before that fiscal year ends and they lose those funds because they can't get them back. And then they'll cut their budget by that amount. You didn't use it last year, so you don't need it this year. And you get used to that. As a merchant, you know that, oh, this is going to be the time of year that they're doing all their buying, and I can do all my selling. And so even churches are in, you know, that type of system. So they're weeping and wailing because they lost this big customer. They lost a big share of their money. A lot of them have lost the place that they worship at. Verse 16, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the companies and ships and sailors, as many as trade by the sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for Elohim has avenged you on her. She is, in, you know, like I said before, the Catholic Church during the Crusades would kill the saints, and if you didn't agree with her doctrines, you would be killed. You would be tortured. The churches that came out of her, they were a little bit more civil, but if you caught them in the right place, the right time, just like when they used to lynch black people, Most of those were so-called Christians, Protestants, that thought they were doing the Most High a favor. So they all have blood on their hands. They might say, well, we ain't did that today. But they haven't repented of it. And they're still selling false doctrine. And if you don't look like them, you don't fit in. Verse 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The Most High is saying, I'm going to get rid of that system. I'm getting rid of that city. I'm getting rid of that false religion. I'm getting rid of the Antichrist. I'm getting rid of all that. It has no place in his kingdom. Verse 22, and the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth. And for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Now, you can't tell the churches today that they're performing sorcery, that they're performing witchcraft, that they are doing things that are ungodly and unholy. Because they won't believe that. But when Antichrist comes into the world and when they buy into this last system, when this eighth kingdom comes into place, they're going to be doing all that. A lot of them are doing it already. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints and all that were slain upon the earth. Now, we got to go back to Revelation chapter 16. Because I've sort of told you this, but it's the end of all this is really in Revelation chapter 16. He gives it to us in Revelation chapter 16. We'll start in verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. So the city of Antichrist, the city of this, where this woman has her throne at, where she sits at, going to be divided into three parts, going to split. And the cities of the nations are going to fall. It's going to come a great earthquake on this earth, such as not has not been seen. You know, they have earthquakes in California. They have earthquakes in Alaska. They have earthquakes in the Pacific Rim, around the platonic, you know, what do you call them, the plate that the land lays on. But you don't have big earthquakes, let's say, in New York or in Minnesota or in Alabama or in Arizona. There's places where you don't have earthquakes. If you do, they're so slight, you don't feel them. I think since I've been in Arizona, we've had one that I felt. I thought somebody pushed me from behind. That's how it felt. But this earthquake that's coming on the earth got to be felt everywhere. And the cities of the nations are going to fall. It's not going to be a small thing. And great Babylon came into remembrance before Elohim to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Now, you know, if you've made the Most High mad, and because of who he is, then you can just imagine when he gets mad and he wants to take out his anger, what happens? Look and see. And every island fled away. Hawaii, gone. Jamaica, gone. The Virgin Islands, gone. All these islands, gone. Under the sea. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Every stone about the weight of a talent. A talent was 120 pounds. So can you imagine hailstones, 120 pounds, falling from the sky? Your roof on your house won't withstand that. You'd have to be in some type of bunker, reinforced bunker. And it's going to be like bombs falling out of the sky. And men blaspheme Elohim because of the plague of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceeding great. I really want you to get that vision in your mind. Because a 120-pound hailstone, that is a big block of ice. And that's going to be falling everywhere. And the only way you're going to survive it is that you're under protection of the Most High. You're his chosen. You're his elect. Because he's gonna do away with that system. And this is his anger. He comes in and the mountains fall. All the buildings in the cities fall. The skyscrapers, and even those cities that think they got, you know, skyscrapers that are made to be earthquake-proof, they're not going to stand. You know, if what he does is going to sink islands, that normal buildings won't be able to survive it. This is how mad he is. Revelation chapter 19. So that's the end of that system. Going to 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Yah, our Elohim. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and has avenged the blood of her servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped Elohim that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our Elohim, all you his servants, that fear him, both small and great. And I heard it as it was a voice of great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, saying, Alleluia, for Yah Elohim omnipotent reigns. He's now in charge of the whole earth. Satan and his minions have been done away with. The woman who was selling the false church And that means all those people have been killed. Amen. So this is the end of that false system. The Most High takes out his wrath on it, and he puts an end to it. And you and I, if we are part of it, we have to come out of her. You can't run into any nation. This means to spiritually come out and not be a part of that system. It means that you obey the Most High, and where man is in conflict with the Most High and his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, you come out of that. You don't partake in that. You obey him. You don't take part in any religious system that tells you that man is the answer for man and that, you know, the Most High wouldn't do that. And he loves us all. And he's going to have mercy on us all, no matter what we do. You have to come out of that. You have to stay away from it because it's a false religion. It's a false doctrine. It is abomination. It is fornication with other gods. I wanted to say something else, but I'm not going to say it. No, I better not say that. You got to come out and stay away from all of that. Because it sounds good. And it seems like, you know, they are loving and they're kind, and some of them are. But the truth of the matter is they are serving in a false system. And this is the whole issue with Babylon. When we feel like we know best and we know how to govern ourselves, and we know that, and we don't govern ourselves the way that the Most High wants us to govern ourselves, whether it's in this natural world as far as men and governance, or whether it's in the spiritual world and part of his kingdom. When we feel like we know better than he does, and how do we say we know better than he does? When we do what we want to do, when we don't follow him, then we have rejected him. But no, I love him, but, you know, I don't think that that's right. And I don't think that your understanding of that is correct. This has been the problem with man the whole time. From the very beginning, feel like I can govern myself better than the Most High. So I'm going to be disobedient to his ways. I'm going to do what I think is best. When he says, don't add to or take away from what I tell you to do. Satan has gotten the world believing that, hey, you can do this how you want to do it. That is not what's written. That's not the examples that we've been given. Let's go to one other place. Let me look this up, and it will be finished for this evening. We'll be finished early. One second. I have to spell this right. So Leviticus chapter 10. The book of Leviticus chapter 10. And let me put my glasses on. Leviticus chapter 10, and we're going to start in verse 1. And I want you to understand, the Most High uses a lot of symbolism, a lot. Revelation is a book of symbolism. The names of people are important in the scriptures. Nadab means liberal. And Abihu means worship. That's what their names mean. Nadab means liberal, and Abihu means worship. Worship of the Father, actually. And Nadab, liberal, and Abihu worship. The sons of Aaron took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereupon and offered strange fire before Yah, which he commanded them not. Liberal worship. They did what they wanted to do. And the Most High saw it as being strange. And there went out fire from Yah, and he devoured them. And they died before Yah. What the Most High just said to you is, I burnt up liberal worship. You don't worship me just any kind of way. You don't take the liberality and do what you want to do. You do what I say do. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. This is what the whore sells. Liberal worship. Oh, just worship the Most High how you want to worship. Whatever makes you feel good. The Most High don't accept that. And because most of the churches don't read the law, much less understand it, or any hidden nuggets that are in it, they don't know these things. So it's just doing what they want to do and selling that, giving it away. The Most High has never accepted liberal worship. He didn't allow it in Israel. He doesn't allow it in the New Testament. He doesn't allow it, period, because it's a prostituted worship. He knows what he wants, exactly how he wants it. And if you don't do it that way, he gets mad. Mad to the point that he will burn you up. So in the modern day harlots are teaching their congregations that you can do this or you don't have to do that. Not teaching what the word of the Most High says. But what they want to do, what seems to be popular. He has never accepted that. That's how Satan got them to do what they're doing. You can do that. It's okay. Oh, you! When we conquered you, the Catholic Church conquered you, this land, the people were worshiping idols. You can bring that on in. They sanctioned sangria. Look up that word sangria sometime. Voodoo. And a lot of the, like, the island people, the Puerto Ricans and that kind of stuff, they are part of the Catholic faith, the vast majority of them. They practice sangria, and the Catholic Church knows it. Some of these religions, they brought out of the Hamites, out of Africa, straight out of Africa. Voodoo and worshiping spirits that live up in the top of trees and all this kind of stuff. It's okay, you can do that. Just say you belong to us. You got to understand that false religion and that false worship, that is Babylon. That is confusion. That is contrary to the Most High. And when mankind believes that he can govern himself better than the Most High can govern him, he is confused. When we feel like that we can worship the Most High however we want to worship him, we are confused. That Satan has propped up, and these churches, these false churches, have bought into it. And when, if they don't seek out the truth, then they'll continue in their ways. You might have a genuine heart, but you can believe a lie and be damned. You can believe a lie and be damned. And this is what's going on. Babylon. Confusion. People doing what's right in their own minds. Nadab and Abihu did what was right in their own minds. They got burned up for it. So let not you and I be in Babylon. Let's not be in confusion. Fear the Most High and keep his commandments. Do exactly what he says to do. Don't take it upon yourself to do what you think is right. Lean not to your own understanding, because that's what the world is doing. And that's what they're going to do, is lean to their own understanding. And do it the way they want to do it. Well, we feel like this. And this is how we worship. And we feel like this, how we worship. Does it line up with what the Most High says? Are you doing something that he didn't say do? Are you not doing something he said to do? Because if you're doing what you want to do, then you are part of that harlot system. And you have bought into it, and you're comfortable with it. And it's hard to change that stuff. But if you are truly wanting to serve the Most High and to not be part of Babylon, then you have to come out of her. You got to stop fornicating with her. Shut her off. And for a lot of people, at first that will be uncomfortable. But the truth of the matter is, do you want life or do you want death? The bottom line. Because the Most High is going to get rid of all of that. Do we have any questions in regards to what Babylon is? What it represents in the governance of men? and how in these last days that the harlot, the great whore, how she is selling her wares and has been for centuries, selling it and giving it away. Are there any questions in regard to this?
I don't have any.
All right, thank you, my sister. I pray that we can hear this. I pray that it was clear. I pray that if you've had any doubts, that you don't have any doubts, because you cannot stay in her, cannot partake with her. He said, come out of her and be not partakers of her sin, her iniquity, because the Most High will charge you guilty for fornicating with her. Amen. All right.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So let us bow our heads. Father Yah. Father, we just want to do what's right. We just want to see your face in peace. We do not want to see you in anger, where you are angry with us, Father. Help us, keep us a mind and a willpower to stay focused on you. When the world says something is right and we know it's wrong, Father, we will not do it. Because the world will say good is evil and evil is good. Because they are in this false system. Man thinking that he knows what's best for man. And Satan has gotten a hold of the church, and the church is believing that they are following you and they're following Satan. Help us to stay clear of all that, Father.
Yeah.
Keep us. But we only desire to be with you and to see you and to live for eternity with you. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. On the morning, we will have spiritual wellness. You know, we haven't done it in a minute. And before, I think the last time that we tried, the site was down, the site was back up. And so I think I'm going to go peek at it here in a minute, make sure it's up. We're looking to see where we need to look into for our Black History Study. And again, this is just so because the world does not want to believe that we are who we say that we are. But it is in the history, and it's documented that we are who we say that we are. And so if you're still trying to convince family or friends to try to get them to come and to take a hold of their heritage, something that anyone should do lightly, you know, nobody wants to be cursed. But if it's you, it's you. And you have to own up to it, because the Most High says your forefathers did this. And it's the reason that you're not in your own land and that you're scattered amongst the nations of the world. And all he wants you to do is acknowledge it and repent of it and turn away from it. To me, just knowing that is powerful. It's powerful. Gave me a whole completely different perspective of the scriptures and of us as a people. So we will meet at 10 a.m. CST, Central Standard Time in the morning, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we will get back into that study. I think the last time we looked at, according to the scriptures, where the you know, white people come from. It's just according to the scriptures. Because we are told, you know, we're told that everything wicked and evil is black. It's of color. But according to the scriptures, the Most High only turned people white as a sign and as a punishment. So that's according to the scriptures. I forget what we were going to do next. I'll look it up. I'll put it in the announcement later tonight or first thing in the morning. Just depends. But that's what we'll be doing in the morning. With that being said, may the Most High keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah and keep His commandments. If you are tied up in that worldly system or was thinking about going back to it, don't go back into it because He's telling you to come out of her. Stay away from it. Shalom, saints, and have a happy Sabbath. And the sound of the shofar. No. Where is that at? I need my glasses. Where are my glasses?
Always said, teach me the way, pray.
Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom, Sister
Mary.
Shalom, family. Have a blessed evening. Peace and blessings. Shalom, Peaches. You still there? Sister Gracie, are you still there?
Must be sleep.
Must be sleep.